Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
you. on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Sing it.
Yeah. Cries of adoration many waters. Friends, it's the sound of worship, and it's coming from His throne. There are cries of adoration, and men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known. They're singing, holy, holy, holy,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So build in us your home. Make us, Lord, a holy habitation for your presence. And let second verse, ruler of the nations. Declare it now. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come.
Everyone singing your prayer now, captivate my heart.
I'm yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you for your excellent greatness according to your excellent greatness. Oh, hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We lift up our holy hands unto you, O God, for you are holy. You are righteous, O God. We bless your holy name. We praise you, we worship you, we adore you. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your grace, O God. Thank you for your goodness, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father, forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. We pray for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren, O God. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father God, whatever we've done, O God, let the Holy Spirit convict us and let us go into repentance and turn away from things that we do that are not pleasing to you. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us in our walk with you. We try to do it on our own and we fail. We need the Holy Ghost. Forgive us for even attempting to do things on our own. Forgive us. Have mercy. Holy Spirit, we totally depend on you. We are leaning on you for everything. Teach us, lead us, guide us. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Holy Spirit, we love you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels assist us and minister to us in the name of Jesus. Guide and protect us. Do your biddings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around us, our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, around this service and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, over this service. Release the blood of Jesus into our environment. We cover our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, those that are connected to us, great granny, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us, protect us, oh God. We claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Thank you for the families. Thank you, oh God. We cannot thank you enough. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Good morning once again to those of you that's just joining us. We just want to say, good morning, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm just going to get right into the word so I can't keep you long this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oria masandoria kurumase teriyako. Oria masandoria karamase teriyako rumase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship him. I'm going to start with Isaiah 55. I'm going to read Isaiah 55. If you can turn from me to verse 8 and 9, and I'm going somewhere with this. Isaiah 55, in fact, we'll start just from verse 8, and then we'll go further. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Isaiah 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And my thoughts and your thoughts. Okay, hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. We can go further, but I want us to look at God's ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. The Lord spoke to me early this morning during the first service. Hallelujah. I'm just going to share what he said to me prophetically to share with everyone this morning. Hallelujah. Then we'll look at Genesis 41. When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile. When out of the river there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed among the reeds. And after them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came out of the Nile and stood before those on the river bank. And the cows that were ugly and gaunt ate up the 7 sleek fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. He fell asleep again and had a second dream. 7 ears of grain, healthy and good, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other ears of grain sprouted, thin and scorched by the east wind. Thin ears of grain swallowed up the 7 healthy full ears. Then Pharaoh woke up. It had been a dream. In the morning, his mind was troubled, so he sent for the magicians and wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them his dream, but no one could interpret them for him. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "Today I am reminded of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servant, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream that same night, and each dream had its meaning of its own. Now a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. We told him of our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of his dream. And things turned out exactly as he interpreted them to us. I was restored to my position, and the other man was impure. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had changed and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and no one can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that you hear a dream, that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. I cannot do it, Joseph replied, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires. I cannot do it, Joseph replied to Pharaoh, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, in my dream, I was standing on the bank of the Nile. And out of the river there came up 7 cows, fat and sleek, and they gazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows came up, scrawny and very ugly and lean. I have never seen such ugly cows in all the land of Egypt. The lean, ugly cows up the 7 fat cows that came up first. But even after they ate them, no one could tell that they had done so. They looked just as ugly as before. Then I woke up. In my dream, I saw 7 heads of grain, full and good, growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other hairs sprouted, withered and thin, and scorched up by the east wind. The thin hairs of the grain swallowed up the 7 good hairs. I told this to the magicians, but none of them could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one and the same. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 cows are 7 years, and the good years of the grains are 7 years. It is one and the same dream. The 7 lean and ugly cows that came up after are the 7 years, and so are the 7 worthless heads of grain scorched by the east wind. They are 7 years of famine. And it is said, I said to Pharaoh, God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. 7 years of great abundance are coming through all the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will follow them. Then all the abundance in Egypt will be forgotten in the famine, and the famine will ravage the land. The abundance in the land will not be remembered because the famine that follow it will be so severe. The reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided. The matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon. And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come up upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by famine. The plan was good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh said, can we find someone like this? In whom is the Spirit of God? I'll stop right there. The Lord gave me a prophetic word this morning, and the reason I took time to read it, because I want you to take your time to read it. Hallelujah. The Lord said that's coming, we're going to get into some fruitful years, regardless of what you all are hearing on the news or saying and all this stuff. No. We are going to get into some very fruitful harvest right now. We're going to start getting into some harvest. The church as it is. Hallelujah is the church. The kingdom of God is going to go through some beautiful, fruitful harvest years. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, do not take those years for granted. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if you hear what the Spirit of God is saying. If you are a Christian, hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. He gave me these scriptures. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that he is speaking. Tell my people to be wise. Be wise. When you come into this fruitful and harvest season, This harvest, this grape harvest, be wise. Don't be wasteful. Be wise. Be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is doing. Because those years will pass faster than you think. Before you know it, 7 years has passed. And when those 7 years pass, you're getting into some hardship. But if you was not, if you were not wise in the first 7 years, you will not gain in the next 7 years. It is up to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. It is up to you. And not only you got to teach your children, your family members. Hallelujah. Because you got to be wise. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, be wise. Fruitfulness. Don't listen to the news. There's going to be the fruitfulness. There are a lot of things that's going to happen great in the body of Christ for the Christians. People are telling you, oh, the world is coming to an end. No, it's not yet right now. Fruitful. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And when I say be wise, oh, I'm going to keep high this for my family. Do this. Be wise. I keep hearing the Lord say, be wise. Be wise. It's not going to be business as usual. If you're looking for what happened before the pandemic, those years, that happened, then everything has shifted in the spiritual realm. It has shifted. We keep looking for something that is past. It's past. It has shifted. So don't look for what happened December. December 16, 2019, it's not coming back. It's different. We're in a new season, completely different. Everything is different. Everything has shifted, but it has shifted in the favor of the kingdom of God. Those that are worshiping him in spirit and truth, those that are walking in his ways and doing what is right, and even if you're not, it's time for you to repent and come back to the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you can get from this harvest and be able to be wise and save for what is coming. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Be wise. Be wise. God is going to bless, is his blessing right now, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think or ask of. But you got to be wise. Stop being frugal. Be wise. Be wise. I'm not telling you to be mean. I said be wise. If you don't understand, speak to the Holy Ghost. He will give you a clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. So every time you have something, be able to save. Be able to use what everything God gave you. Use it very wisely. Don't be wasteful. Hallelujah. We always look for what happened last year or what happened 200 years or 100 years ago, those things have passed. We are in a new season, a new season. Yesterday gone, we cannot wish for yesterday to be today. Every day is a day, a new day. So I wanted you to, I just brought this word this morning. I wanted to preach, but the Lord said, no, let them know. Tell them to be wise, and that's all you can say. Tell them to be wise, be wise, be wise. You will enter into a grape harvest, but be wise. Be wise. Many of you will be giftings and talents. There's so many things God is going to do for you, through you. But every opportunity, do not procrastinate. Use your time wisely. Be wise. Father, we thank you for this word. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is worthy. Your name is worthy. Hallelujah. Let me stop right there. We need to, the Lord said, teach your children about him. Teach your grandchildren about him. Teach them. This is the time for you to teach your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Teach them about Jesus, because they will need that in the upcoming days that will come. They need that word. They need to be grounded. Teach them about Jesus. Teach your children. Teach your grandchildren. We got to go on a higher level of teaching. When I say a higher level, we preach all over to different things, but we forget about the children. We need to sit those children down and teach them and tell them about who Jesus is. And don't play around. We can't play around with these children, because these children are the next generation, and they have to be able to go through and navigate through the seasons, these different seasons. You want your children, your grandchildren, your great-grand to go through, to be able to navigate, but they cannot navigate if you do not teach them. Teach them the word of God. Christmas coming. Let your children know about Jesus. Let them know, their grandchildren. Teach them how to pray. Teach them about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I received the word. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families. I pray, oh God, that they will walk in the ways and the path that you have set for them. I pray, Lord, that no weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against them shall be condemned. I pray that they will hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled. I pray, oh God, that they will use their time wisely. I come against the spirit of procrastination in the name of Jesus. Father God, release a fresh anointing, a fresh mantle upon each and every one of your children this morning. Oh, Father God, let the morning, hallelujah, hallelujah, let the morning release your blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, breakthrough, deliverance, healing, restoration. Let the morning release a refreshing anointing upon us, oh God. Refreshing anointing upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. Oh God, a refreshing anointing upon our families, our children, upon everything that is connected to us. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for this such a beautiful and wonderful day that you have made. We thank you for turning things around in our favor. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We decrease and let Christ increase. Help us to turn from the ways that are not pleasing to you. And help us to walk in your will and your ways. We need you every step of the way. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Stay in his presence. We love you.